Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank you all for tuning in to VisionWorks. VisionWorks airs every third Sunday on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. For those of you who are new to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, we broadcast every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and the second and fourth Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. also Eastern Standard Time. I am just really, really, really jazzed. There's a lot that has transpired over the weekend. But my name is Claire Lyons Devon, and I'm the host of VisionWorks. VisionWorks is an opportunity for people to share how they are living and implementing their vision in the community and around the world. And I would like to take a moment for those of you unfamiliar to tell you a little bit about who we are. The International Black Summit is a gathering of people of African-American descent from diverse backgrounds and various, excuse me, voice is leaving me here, from various backgrounds and lifestyles with different opinions and views. And we come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration and explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and for the world. The Declaration of the International Black Summit is as follows. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of Africa is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And this declaration statement was created at the first formal summit event in Atlanta, Georgia in 1991. I created VisionWorks to allow for the public expression of the many contributions at work that reflect the manifestation of this declaration. And tonight, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies will be demonstrated by the vision of our guests who are on tonight. Tonight, we have actually three very special guests. We have Ms. Jonna Lane, Ms. Jerry Nail, and Ms. Kesey. How do you pronounce your last name, Kesey? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Carol.
Cowell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank you all for being on the show tonight. I'd also like to welcome and thank everyone who's listening live tonight. And if you'd like to call in with comments or questions for our guests, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. You can also listen via the web at www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. And tonight's show is specifically about service, and not just any kind of service, but the kind of service that transforms lives. I just returned from Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within conference, and Mr. Robbins shared a story of service that he and his family received at a restaurant from a very young boy. And he went on to share how he had acknowledged the young man for his service and all of the course of events that happened as a result of his acknowledgement and the wonderful service that he received. And in a nutshell, the young man was promoted at the restaurant. Mr. Robbins took an entourage of important clients there and, you know, to treat them, and the tab got put in for us. His daughter later ended up getting a job at the restaurant, met her future husband, And the young man who gave the service later came to work for Mr. Robinson, top management, and hired the young lady that he eventually ended up marrying. And what's interesting, all of these events are the ones that, you know. Company as a result of the service he provided. So when service provided changes the quality of life of a client, then it really, really transcends being a service and it becomes a gift. And our guests tonight are going to share how the work they do changes and impacts the lives of the people that they serve. Ms. Jonna Lang has been in public health advocacy for over 10 years in Southern Jersey and Philadelphia. She's received her bachelor's in public health from Rutgers University. Her passion for public health promotion began when she completed her degree and really noticed across the board health-related disparities within the Black community. She is a strong believer in raising the awareness about health disparities in the Black community, and she created the Burlington County Health Fest in 2000 in Willingboro, New Jersey, and produced four successful annual events until Burlington County Department became a sponsor and also co-organizer and took it over. And Ms. Jonna continued to help with the planning. She's also served on the Willingboro Health and Human Services Committee, Lord's Hospital of Burlington County Community Advisory Board, the New Jersey HIV Prevention Community Planning Group, and the American Public Health Association HIV Subcommittee. She's worked in various capacities in the fields of HIV prevention, African-American women and girls, and she's currently founder and executive director of Health KNET, a nonprofit agency working to reduce health disparities and provide innovative and creative approaches to raise awareness about health issues in the Black community. She's also a wife and mother of three beautiful children, and today she's here to talk about HIV and Black women and other major health issues that Black women are facing throughout the diaspora. Ms. Lang, are you there? Ms. Lang, are you there? Hi, Ms. Lang. Can you hear me? Jonna?
Hello.
Hi, Jonna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, I'm fine. I think your mic was muted. I apologize. Did you hear your introduction?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. I'm going to ask the other people who are on the call if you could mute your phone so we don't pick up the background noise. And then when you get ready to speak, you can just unmute yourself. That would really help me out a lot. Okay. I had a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Obvious that you have a passion for healthcare issues that impact the Black community. Can you share a little bit with our audience about how you became interested in healthcare reform?
Well, as you mentioned in my introduction, I noticed in all of my public health classes at Rutgers University that the Black community, the Black population in general, were at the top of the list across the board for all health issues and ailments. And that was a really major concern for me, being a Black woman in a Black community. And then, you know, just noticing the ignorance when it comes to different health issues such as HIV in the Black community, it just really impelled me to be proactive and start events such as the Burlington County Health Fest.
Okay. How did you come to found HealthNet? Tell me a little
well,
bit about that.
I've worked with several nonprofits over the years, and I've just come up to a point in my career where I would like to really be more aggressive in penetrating the Black community, especially in Southern New Jersey. And I decided to just strike out on my own and step out on faith and start my own nonprofit, Health KNET.
Mm-hmm. Is that an acronym? What does the name mean? How did you come up with that name?
Well, actually, KNET is not an acronym. It's just the way I spell it. gives it a little twist to it. I spell it K-N-E-T, because there has to be a connection between the black community and the medical community as far as getting educated, getting screened for different health issues, and getting into treatment.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the services that HealthNet provides? You were saying the screening?
Well, the mission statement of Health Connect is to reduce and eliminate the health disparities in minority communities through education, outreach, advocacy, research, resources, and community development. And Health Connect will provide very creative and innovative public health awareness events to really engage the target populations, whether it's black women or girls, to make it interesting, to engage them. I recently started working with housing developments throughout Philadelphia to raise awareness about HIV. Mm-hmm. And what I did was I tapped into the tenant advisory councils at each housing development to give them ownership of the project. And they planned it, they participated in it, and they were part of the evaluation and the follow-up. So my aim is to really engage the community and give them ownership of any public health awareness event so they are guaranteed to receive the information, to get the screening, and to follow up.
Gotcha. Now, the young ladies and the women who are participating in the program don't necessarily have HIV. They're just getting the information from the organization?
That's right. During the planning stages, there's HIV 101 education given to the planning committee. So they're getting that information while they're planning the event. Then that information is reiterated at the event with not only myself and other professionals, but also people that are living with HIV. And we don't always target HIV. We also target diabetes, hepatitis C. So we have people that are living with those diseases give their testimony and share their story.
Gotcha. Is it possible for you to share the story of someone who, you know, benefited from your services and how it impacted their life?
Yes, and I actually have her here on the phone. Tony, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How you doing?
Great. Good. This is Tony Clara.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Fine and as well.
Good, good. We're getting a little bit of feedback, but it's not too bad.
Okay.
Now, Tony is a middle-aged African-American woman in the Philadelphia area. Has been living with HIV for several years. Would you like to give some more information, share some more of your story?
That's for me, Jonna?
Yes.
Okay. I was diagnosed around 2001. And at the time, of course, the news that I'm positive for the virus they didn't take a soul, but it was devastating. I ran into some problems within the health industry. As a black woman, awareness definitely needs to be on a rise. There are not enough women, black women, that take their pride in their bodies, their health. As to the effects of these diseases that there's no cure for.
So how did HealthNet, assist you? Like, once you found out about it, what was available to you?
Before HealthNet, I was at another agency that, but really didn't meet my needs. But when I ran into that, I ran into Jonna, and she was Donna, to me, Donna is more like a, how can I say, a therapist. She'll listen to you. She'll help you get information. She'll lead you to get assistance. And that's what these black women need. They need a listening ear. They need their children to cry. Because too many times within their families, within connections with their friends and so on, they don't have that. And many times, John has been there for me.
What would you say was the biggest gift that Jonna provided for you?
Oh, the biggest gift. I think it's basically what I've already stated. She's very supportive. As I say, she led me to more information. Helped give me back my self worth. Inside medical profession, believe it or not, you won't find that. And that's where you really need to in the health profession, within the health field, because these doctors, not all of them, but too many of them, they don't read up, they don't stay with them. And that's what they need to do. I've had experiences within the profession, in the hospital. Where I was admitted one time, doctor found out I'm HIV positive. He treated me like I had, like I was breathing out anthrax. And for that to be a professional, I found that way out of line.
Gotcha. Well, one, I just want to acknowledge you, Jonna, for the work that you're doing, and one, that this organization is available for young women like Toni to, one, have a place to come and, you know, get the information, the education, and the support that they need to continue on, you know, living life and having a better quality of life. So I just want to acknowledge you for that.
Well, thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. And if people, you know, wanted to contact you or get more information about the organization, how would they be able to do that?
They can email me at healthconnect, and that's health spelled out, then K-N-E-T at AOL.com.
Can you say that again, please?
That's healthconnect at AOL.com.
Great, fabulous. Thank you so much. Was there anything else that you wanted to share about the organization?
I just wanted to really say that AIDS is here. It's not going anywhere. It's impacting black women the hardest. For some reason, people don't realize the impact that it's having on black women, but it's the leading cause of death for black women ages 25 to 34. And I just find that alarming. It's been around for 25 years, and it's not getting any better in the black community. It's getting worse. So I just really charge everyone out there to put your life in your own hands. Don't put your life in anyone else's hands, because I have sat down with too many clients, and they did the math. They started counting the years about, you know, when they were with their partners, with their husband or their ex-boyfriends. And people they didn't think had infected them, when they figured out the math, they realized, well, oh, that person did infect me. You know, and they're thinking they got it from someone else, or they thought maybe they were bringing it into the relationship, but they were infected by their husband or their boyfriend.
Wow.
Okay, and that's happening all over. So black women, we have to take charge of our lives. We cannot put our lives in someone else's hands, especially with the number of men having sex with men. It's real, ladies. It's very real. Wherever you are, whether you're in an inner city or a suburb, it's happening all over. And I just really challenge you to get a test today. It's a very convenient test. It's free. It's oral test. It's only 20 minutes. You know your result. Find a clinic that's offering free HIV counseling testing. There's lots of money for those test sites. Please take advantage of it. Know your status before you get involved with a man or a female, wherever your preference is. Please know your status and just protect yourself from there on out.
And if people want it, is there a website where people can go to find out where facilities are, where they can get the free testing?
They can go to the Centers for Disease Control website, mm-hmm. cdc.gov.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. That's wonderful advice to our women. And, again, I really want to thank you and commend you for the work that you're doing, because it's important work. And, you know, the capacity of saving people's lives in advance, or even just changing the quality of lives, like with Tony, who shared with us. And I want to thank you, Tony, for sharing your story with us as well. That's a really important service, and I appreciate you for doing it.
Okay.
Thank you, Clara.
You're welcome. Our next guest is impacting the lives of many, many women. And her service is really what prompted me to call this show a life-changing gift, because I feel like the work that she does has a really deep impact on our clients. I need to unmute her mic. It's the 267. 267.
268.
Jerry, are you there?
I'm
yeah.
here.
Okay. I'd like to welcome Ms. Jerry Mayo. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Can you share a little bit with our audience about the type of work that you do, so they can kind of get a flavor of that and a little bit about yourself?
I'm the very proud owner of Endless Creations Limited Salon, which I ventured out, it's about 15 years now that I started developing and working with various types of hair pieces and things for hair loss for men and women and children. It was something special to my heart because I had hair loss as a very young child and had my first biopsy when I was between the age of 4 and 5. Dealing with hair loss. And when I decided to go into the cosmetology field and open a salon, I wanted it to be a specialty salon that did meet the needs of special need clients, and having alternatives to chemicals and, you know, healthier services that they normally could not always get at a regular salon. And I started that back in 1993. I went to cosmetology school after I had already been working in product development and a consultant for manufacturers, working as a design consultant. So I'm very closely in the field, knowing whatever the cutting-edge technology is in hair and in prostheses and, you know, special wigs and, you know, custom-made hair. Because that's part of what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I guess that's really, really interesting is for women, and especially as Black women, you know, our whole image, our self-esteem, our, you know, a lot about who we are and how we relate to ourselves is about our hair, you know.
Yes.
So for yourself as someone, you know, who grew up with, you know, an issue where you were having hair loss and didn't have hair, what type of impact, you know, did it have for you, and, you know, does it have for your clients? Like, what state are people in when they come to you or when they find you?
Yeah, a lot of men and women, when they come to me, it really depends on how their hair loss came about. Quite often, you know, I'm having cancer patients that are coming in, men and women who are brain trauma, you know, patients who have undergone, you know, tremendous, you know, odds and adversities with health issues, and their hair loss is either due to that or, you know, the medications that they are on. Is also a causing factor of hair loss. And some people just are having hair loss with aging or hormonal or, you know, they have permanent alopecia, you know, due to traction from, you know, wearing too tight of braids or, you know, wigs and or stress and, you know, all sorts of backgrounds come in. So some people already know that their hair is thinning over time because they're getting older. Others are coming in from medical conditions. Others are coming in from, you know, accidents where they may have hair loss that may be temporary or it may be permanent. Nevertheless, it can be very, very dramatic experience for them. That's why we have a special hair loss center here where we have a private area for the clients to come in to be able to consult about their needs. Quite often they're not sure what to do. Some of them, if they are cancer patients, have gone through the Look Good, Feel Better program, which I am trained in to, you know, work with the hospitals and the cancer centers to help people feel and look good and feel better about themselves. And we try to also bring that into our salon atmosphere to our customers because it's very devastating to be able to not know if the hair is going to grow back or if it's going to partially come back or, you know, am I going to have to wear a wig or is someone looking at me? You know, some people deal with it better than others. You know, with their situations, and we try to make them as comfortable as possible and give them alternatives that they may not, you know, necessarily get depending on where they go. Because a lot of my clients often want natural hair, and I know from working for manufacturers, it's very hard for, you know, women and men of color to find textures that match well with their own. And that is also an issue with hair loss and then trying to find a wig or a cranial prosthetic that meets their needs for what they naturally have. So that's been a real plight of mine is to, you know, come in contact with, you know, better materials, better quality textures of hair that meet more of an aesthetic need of clientele that desire to have this look. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we're specializing in the salon. We have the Jerry Locks that we do that was just featured in Sophisticated Magazine for January and February issues that show some of the natural hair extensions and prosthetics that we're, you know, been doing and in a natural way that makes people feel good and comfortable about what they're getting because it is very unique because it's very, very hard to find because we do custom make them ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you were saying that some people find out about your services through the hospitals, that there's a link there. What are some of the other ways that people find out about, you know, because you provide a very unique service. You know, as sisters, we tend to change our hair like, you know, the weather changes.
Yes.
Usually about, you know, the beauty or we want a different look, but you're providing a very unique and different type of service to people. So how do those people find you?
Well, they often will find me through the Internet, sometimes through classes or seminars that I have, you know, taught. Word of mouth is really big because I've been around, you know, about 15 years. So quite often if one person comes, you know, they tell several others because they see what can be done with the hair loss. Mm-hmm. I've gone to other functions that I've either spoke at or did demonstrations there. So particularly, you know, women can see that they can, you know, have these services because quite often they're not being educated about what their options are. I'm also very diligently getting out the information to medical clients and trauma clients that there are also programs that can also help them to pay for or through their insurances and things can help them, you know, benefit by help paying towards some of these prostheses that they need because they're very unaware that these programs are out here
and you were saying,
to take advantage of.
Right. You were saying you do men, women, and children.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Can you share a story of, you know, not using any names or anything, of a client that particularly touched you in terms of, you know, how their life was affected by just having your services?
Yeah, I just had one recently that was very touching. I think it was even more touching to me because when she did come in with the hair loss, she had had cancer and had lost all of her hair, and the hair was starting to grow back, and she wanted something very natural. And in consulting with her and getting her and meeting her needs of what she wanted, I got such a welcoming phone call, a thank you from her husband, and he said almost in tears, thank you for giving me my wife back.
Wow.
So sometimes you don't know when you meet a particular person how it's not just affecting their life, it's affecting their entire family or their loved one's life. Because maybe their depression or their mood or what they're going through, and quite often when we are not happy inside or with oneself, that spills over in other areas of our relationships. And when we get our confidence back and we're feeling good about ourselves, and, you know, it then transforms you, and that also makes for a better relationship all the way around.
Definitely.
So that was very touching to me, and I was, you know, very grateful and appreciative because just the significant difference in the home life.
Wow. Well, thank
being
you.
Happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's big. That's big because, you know, we walk around on the planet, and quite a few people aren't happy. Their, you know, self-esteem is linked to various aspects about themselves. And just to be able to go, you know, someplace to come and get your services and have you make a difference is phenomenal. I want to thank you for the work that you're doing. And,
you know, and we're just trying to get the word out also from people coming in with the damage that we're seeing. That's the scary thing that we're trying to make consciously aware now. We'll be doing some seminar classes at our salon on this issue about traction alopecia, a lot of the very hazardous weaving techniques and quick fixes that are out here that are damaging particularly women and the young women out here right now with some of these, you know, bonding techniques and things that are literally ripping their hair out. And they don't know the costly effects of this in the long run by damaging their hair now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that we're seeing, that we would like to, you know, do more preventative measures by getting better education out to, you know, beware of where you're going that is doing unhealthy work and unhealthy techniques that in the long run leave you with hair loss and sometimes permanent hair loss.
Can you share, if people wanted to take advantage of your services, can you share information about how to contact you and where your salon is located?
Oh, yes. We're located in Upper Darby, PA, which is just a block or so up from 69th and Market. You can reach us by phone at our salon at 610 662-17. I'm sorry, you know, I'm giving the wrong number. It's I'm giving you one of the old numbers. Our latest number is 610-352-3625. That's our salon number, and you can also reach us by email at jerrylocks, GerryLocks at Verizon.net, and we'll be more than happy to answer your questions there. Or you can reach us at Endless Creations Salon at Yahoo.com.
Awesome, awesome. We have Henrietta. Is there another caller on the line? Keith, are you still there?
Yeah, this is Glenn on the line.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, just wonderful. Thank you. Did you have a question or comment for our guest?
No, I just acknowledge and thank them for the work that they're doing in the community, because it makes a difference in all our lives, both the men and the women. So I just, you know, thank you for doing the work.
Awesome. Awesome. And I was trying to reach Keith, are you still there? Oops. Okay, I have 847-336, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, this is Clara. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Good, good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did you have something you wanted to share?
Yeah, I wanted to share. Someone had called me a little late when the lady was on talking about the HIV.
Yes.
And I just want to share with the women that's listening today that after everything went through, I have to really thank God for it, because it changed my life for the better. You may look at it like she got a disease or dis-ease in your body that you can't cure, and why you got it and who got it. And I'm not trying to knock all the preventions and none of that. I'm just saying, for me, it changed my life. I learned to love myself more. Do things for Brenda to keep me going, even though I may be HIV positive. There's a lot of stress factors and you know, that you have to keep out your life. So it's a lot of work that you have to do.
Right.
And also with black women, we need to support each other in that avenue, because we really don't. Because I sit down and I've put it out there like, okay, if you meet somebody with HIV positive, what's she doing HIV positive? I mean, you hear so much negativity, but you don't hear nothing positive in regards to it. So I just want your listeners to know that if they know anybody, women or men, that's HIV positive, support them and don't look down on them.
Right.
And it's just to look at it, have them to know it's a blessing from God. Because
right.
He has the ultimate say so. Because you could walk. When I told my friends, my close friends, that I was HIV positive, they went to crying. I said, I could walk out of here and get hit by a bus.
Right. You're still
okay.
Here.
Right. I can get hit by a bus and leave here.
That's it.
So I'm not going to give that the power.
Right.
That's what I want to say.
Okay. Is there a support group for women who are HIV positive that you could share with people?
Well, I've been trying to find a support group, okay, and I want to put one together, because the support groups that I went to was not the ones that I needed for me. Because one thing, it's a lot of things that women that has HIV can get into, far as the money and the finances and stuff. But my income is past that. I work for the Department of Human Services, so they in the meeting bashing what I'm saying, what my job, so I couldn't even tell what my stressful job is. And I got over 1,600 people on my caseload. mm-hmm. dealing with all kind of problems. So I couldn't even go to the meeting. So I was trying to find a positive women's group that's women that are working with insurance, with all of this, that can support each other in their everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of hard to find. But I'm going to put one together so then it wouldn't be. And I'll call back and give you that information.
That's wonderful. That is great. That is great. I appreciate that. And John, are you still there?
Hello.
Oh, no? Okay. Caller 609-933, you're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
I'm here.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm still here.
Okay. There was a lady who just shared, and she was saying there she wasn't aware of a support group for women who are working, you know, who are professional women who are, you know, dealing with HIV and AIDS. Do you know of where she might get some information about support groups?
Did she say what area she lives in?
Colorado.
In the Chicagoland area.
She said Cumberland County, New Jersey?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, goodness.
Right.
Well,
believe me, I don't know.
Most major cities, their health department has an HIV/AIDS division.
I have been touched into all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, they do not support women that are working and do not need the benefits that the group will offer them, as far as you can get free this, free that, free that. Once your income steps in, you're out the door.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, there is a gap there in providing support for professional
it's really
women.
Not the profession, is it really not the financial?
Right.
It's the
right.
more emotional.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay because I'm going to start my own.
And that's a great idea. I would encourage you to do that, you know, especially being a woman living with HIV. You know, women could definitely relate to your experience. But however, there could possibly be some churches in the Chicago area that have those support groups in place as well, because there's been a huge faith-based initiative over the past couple of years to support people living with HIV and AIDS.
Well, I'll keep looking.
Good luck.
I want to thank you for sharing that. Sometimes we say, you know, if you're the one, you know, you're the one. We talk in the International Black Summit about we have a distinction called no out there. And if, you know, you see something, or if I see something, let me speak from my eye, if I see something, then, you know, maybe God has given it for me to do it because I'm the one who sees it. You know, I'm the one that has that particular vision. So it sounds like, you know, as you said, God has, you know, has been there for you, and this is something that he's put on your heart for you to do in your community and fill that gap. So I applaud you for seeing that need and stepping into that space.
Kara, I did forget to mention earlier that there are several HIV awareness, National Awareness Days throughout the year.
Yes.
And we just had one this past Tuesday on March 10th. It was the National Women and Girls HIV Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
Back in February, on February 7th, was the National Black HIV Awareness Day. And March 20th is the National Native American HIV Awareness Day.
Okay.
May 18th is HIV Vaccine Awareness Day.
Okay.
May 19th is the National Asian and Pacific Islander HIV AIDS Awareness Day.
June 8th is the Caribbean American HIV Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
June 27th is the National HIV Testing Day. October 15th.
Is that a campaign across the United States in all of the cities just for people to go and be tested? The June
yes.
Day?
Okay. Yes, it's a national HIV testing day. So you have cities and towns across the country organizing events to encourage people to get tested. And in Philadelphia, they have a month-long of events, and they've named June as AIDS Education Month, where they have all kinds of summits and conferences and activities throughout the month. October 15th is National Latino AIDS Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, December 1st is World AIDS Day, where the entire world, you know, pauses to acknowledge those that have passed away from HIV/AIDS and those that are living with HIV, and to educate and raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. And I just like to comment on the sister's comment. It is not all negative. I've met some very inspiring people that are living with HIV, and HIV has been a blessing for some people because it has stopped them from killing their bodies with drugs or whatever their vices were to live a better life, and has really turned their lives around to be more positive and to treat themselves better, to love better. So I really agree with her on that point. It's not a death sentence anymore. There are many drugs out there that are helping people to live very long with HIV. It's making it a chronic illness. But it is 100% preventable. If your mother is not HIV positive and you're not born from an HIV positive mother, which that has been lowered too with the drugs that are available, the incidence of perinatal transmission has been decreased significantly with the drugs. So that's very rare now today too our country, in the United States.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is really awesome.
Can I ask the caller a question?
Sure.
How do you tap into the women? Because I've tried everything, and they just shy away, especially black women. I mean, I've left flyers at doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm.
I had started a group in the area, or they just don't want to respond. I don't know.
As far as support, forming a support group?
Right.
I'd like to tackle that for half a second. That's not my area of expertise, but I don't know how computer literate you are, but one possibility might be to go onto MySpace, you know, start a MySpace account or something, start a group with blackplanet.org, you know, say the area that you're in and what you're up to, and then people who would want to join your group would have a way of contacting you and know what you're about. And the internet, that would be one suggestion. John?
And that's a very good suggestion, because I do have a friend that's HIV positive, and she has actually mentored and support women in Africa via the internet through MySpace and, you know, those other forums like that, where you can reach women anywhere in the world. I'm sure there's a Chicago page where you can reach out to women too.
Right. I just got a computer, so I'm learning it. I'm learning it. But I just got a MySpace, so I will tap into that. But like I was saying, I just want to get the message out there and have women to support. Okay, I'm in a very stressed stressful, stressful job that I'm in. So, of course, you know, you have to watch your counts and the stress level, because that's what takes you out.
Mm-hmm.
After you be on the medication for a while, after it's working. When you come home and the kids is acting up, when the dog did something wrong in the house, and in these economic times, if you can't meet what you need to meet financially, then what you do?
Mm-hmm.
No, and have someone to be able to, I can't go get free help nowhere. I can't go get this, I can't go get that, but just to have someone that's walking in my shoes and know.
Right.
Okay. Because I have some real good support sisters in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was going through, they called me on the carpet. And, okay, you better snap up, or what do you want me to say at your transition service? It's just that simple. And that was a life eye-opening suggestion for me at that time. Because I definitely jumped. I got up out of that fog. I had to push it. If everything that's going on that's crazy in my life, if it doesn't affect me, it's none of my business. It's none of my business. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that your idea to start a support group for women living with HIV, I mean, you should be able to do that. And if you need any advice or suggestions on doing that, you can email me.
Okay, I got a pen. What is it?
Email me at health.
Help.
Health, H-E-A-L-T-H.
Uh-huh.
Connect, K-N-E-T.
Okay.
At AOL.com.
Okay.
And I would love to help you with that.
All right.
That is awesome. Awesome. And that's what we're talking about. I wanted to remind our listeners, you're listening into the International Black Funded Talk Show, and this is the VisionWorks program. The show airs every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight we have a very special guest, Ms. Jonna Lang and Ms. Jerry Mayo, and we're talking about service that's really a life-changing gift. And, again, I want to acknowledge and commend our guests and also the people who called in to share about how the work that and the service that's provided really is a life-changing gift. And, you know, the one caller said, you know, God has, you know, you never know what God's purpose is in doing things or having things happen to you and how it's going to move your life and how many people you actually touch, you know, how many people you're supposed to touch through, you know, the events that occur in our lives. And we just kind of take it to the next level. If you've enjoyed our conversation today on VisionWorks, I'd like to invite you to attend our annual event, which is the International Black Summit annual event. It happens every year, the first weekend in August, which is July the 30th through August the 2nd, this year, 2009, and we'll be in London, England this year. If your calendar is already booked for this year, or you just like to plan ahead, in 2010, the International Black Summit annual event will be in Baltimore, Maryland on August the 5th through the 8th. That's in 2010. If you want more information about the International Black Summit events, to become a member of our community, to donate funds, or to register for any of our regional activities, or the annual event in London, you can go to our website, which is www.blacksummit.org. As I said before, our talk show network airs every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on the second and fourth Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. I think next week our show is Man of the Month with our host, Lynn Greenwich. And we have a show called On Track that airs on the first Sunday of the month and an acknowledgement show on the third Sunday of the month. Our Tuesday show is called Wealth Club, and we talk about financial tune-up from a lot of different points of view. It's a really excellent show. So the International Black Summit Network is a wealth of information really designed to further conversation of the summit in all areas of empowerment, of transformation, and fulfillment of every person's life purpose and the commitments that we make. If you're a past summit participant and you want to share about how the summit has forwarded you in living your vision, you can feel free to send an email to talkshow@blacksummit.org or to get on a future show. And be sure to tell your friends and families that they can listen to any of our past shows 24/7. You can log on to the website, www.blacksummit.org/talkshow, and download the shows to your iPod, or you can listen to them on your computer at a later date. And I would really like to thank the talk show team, Ms. Henrietta Berg, who's working the switchboard along with Glenn Greenwich this evening, and my special guests this evening, Ms. Jonna Lang and Ms. Jerry Mayo. Also, all of those who joined in on the conversation, our guests from Chicago and from Philadelphia, who so graciously shared their stories of how their life has been changed by service that they've received. It has really, really been a pleasure. I want to thank everybody who chatted online tonight as well. Be sure to tune into our next show, which is next week, same date, Sunday, same time, 8 p.m. And I apologize. I've had a very phenomenal weekend with Mr. Tony Robbins since Thursday, so I don't have much of a voice left, but it has been a really inspiring time, and it really reminded me of the summit. I felt like I had my summit early. So tune in again. My name is Claire Lyons Devon, and I invite you to show up powerfully in your life and share the special gift that God gave only to you. See you in London. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
Hi, Claire. This is Glenn.
Yes, Glenn.
A listener just got off. I wanted to let her know that one of the things that she might be able to do is actually look up blogs, and there may be some blogs that are setting up new HIV help groups. So that was something I was going to mention to her, but she already logged. I just saw that she just logged off.
Oh, great, great. Well, Johnny, you have that information as well. So when she contacts you.
Yes. That's a great idea. There are a lot of community forums and blogs out there.
And Jerry, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I just wanted to thank you as well for taking the time out of your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. It's a very interesting show.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Okay, good night.